This is Alive with Joseph.
Thank you so much, and let's get into scriptures. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. We are looking at creative faith. Creative faith. We opened it up, laid the foundation. I'll just hand on to what we have been doing or what we started yesterday. But let's go back to our foundation scripture, which is 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 4. I read, it says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begotteth loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We establish that faith is a living force drawn out of the living word of God, built on hope, rooted in the heart, released via the mouth, and when it is followed with a corresponding action, it produces living proofs, or it produces practical proofs. Faith is a living force drawn out of the living word of God, built on hope, rooted in the heart, released via the mouth, and when it is followed with corresponding action, it will produce living proof or practical proofs. And we establish, you know, how to live by faith. We said that to live by faith, the word of God must be superior and final authority in your life. The word of God has to be superior and final authority. Number two, we said for you to live by faith, you must resolve that the Bible is God talking to you. Number three, we said that you must remember that it is not unto you according to your, it is not unto you according to your status or anything. It is unto you according to your faith. It is unto you according to your faith, not unto you according to your nationality, your tribe, your race, your gender, your academic qualification, or your bank balance. It is unto you according to your faith. Why? Because every man's faith or every man's destiny is faith determined. Every man's faith decides the outcomes of their life. Your faith is what will decide the outcome of your life. That is, the outcome of your life is a function of the quality of your faith. No matter what is happening on the planet Earth, the outcome of your life is going to be determined by the quality of your faith. The outcome of your life will be determined by the quality of your faith. And we began to look at the four components of Bible faith, and we only dealt with one yesterday, which was number one component of Bible faith is you must have God's word for what you desire to receive from God. You must have God's word for what you desire to receive from God. And we dealt with that extensively, and we also saw that idleness, or rather greatness in the hands of idleness, would decay. Greatness in the hands of idleness would decay. So let's go back to the components of Bible faith. Let's look at number two. Number one, I repeat it again. The component, number one component of Bible faith is you must have God's word for what you desire to receive from God. Number two now, believe God's word. Believe God's word. The second component of Bible faith, believe God's word. Believe God's word. And I'm not talking about carnal believing, but rather I'm talking about Bible believing. Because one of the ways you can drive yourself to the place of believing is via meditation. The reason why many people are not believing God's word, or many people have cannot believe in, is because they are not meditating. Meditation is one of the ways you can drive yourself to the place of believing. Meditate the word until you can see it and believe it. Meditate the word until you can see it and believe it. Not cannot believing, because cannot believing says, I believe God can do it, without any word of God backing it up. That is cannot believe. With cannot believing, you are just saying, I believe God can do it. I believe God can do it. But there is no scriptural backing what you are declaring. There is no word backing what you are saying. Why? Because Bible believing is, I believe God can do it on the platform of the scripture. I believe God can do it on the basis of the scripture. So carnal believing is religious. Bible believing is spiritual. And Bible believing is based on the scriptures. It has to happen. I know that God have said it. And because God said this, I believe it and I know it will happen. God cannot lie. And because he cannot lie, he will bring his word to pass. Listen, friends, many believers have what? They have carnal believing. That is why they do not sustain their belief, because their believing is carnal. They have no word backing what they are believing God for. Many believers actually just have natural stubbornness. Natural stubbornness is not faith. Natural stubbornness, after when the pressure comes, it expires. But Bible believing knows that no matter what is happening in the current, it will not affect what you believe. Why? By meditation, light has come on the inside of you, and by the abundance of that light, what you believe, you know, cannot be denied you. So you are steadfast in your believing, no matter the prevailing circumstances. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Abraham believed God, and he believed God based on the word of God, or he believed God based on the word that God spoke to him. And the Bible said it was accounted or accredited to him for righteousness. So the second Bible, the second component of Bible faith is believe God. So number three, the third component of Bible faith is consider not the circumstances that are contrary to the word of God. Consider not the circumstances that are contrary to the word of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4 verse 19, and be not weak in faith, talking about Abraham here, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider. Real Bible faith does not consider current circumstances. Real Bible faith does not consider the environment. Real Bible faith does not consider the analysis of men that leads to paralysis. Real Bible faith does not consider the conclusions of men. Real Bible faith does not look at the circumstances to determine whether it can happen or not. Real Bible faith does not consider the negatives. Real Bible faith looks right through the storm and sees the victory. Real Bible faith does not consider anything. Real Bible faith does not consider anything that is not in line with scriptures. Real Bible faith does not calculate the situation. Anyone who observes the situation cannot be able to operate by faith. Why? Because situations will always be contrary. It will always be contrary. I pray for you today. May your faith rise to possess your victory in the name of Jesus. I say, may your faith rise to possess your victory in the name of Jesus. Real Bible faith does not calculate the situation. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4 says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that does the calculation shall not sow. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Anyone who observes the wind will never be able to sow. He will never be able to sow. Anyone who observes the wind will never be able to sow. Anyone who observes the wind cannot walk by faith. If you're going to be observing the wind, you cannot walk by faith. It is not possible to walk by faith. Are you understanding me tonight? So he that observes the wind cannot sow. If you're going to operate by faith, you are going to go beyond looking at the natural circumstances. You've got to go beyond the medical report. You've got to go beyond the economic analysis. You've got to go beyond the budget speech. You've got to go beyond the policies of the government. You've got to go beyond all of those calculations, the pressure from the media, the print media, electronic media, social media. You've got to go beyond all of those things. See right through them into the eyes of scriptures, and by scriptures you declare, thus saith the Lord. Are you understanding me tonight? That with scriptures you're able to declare, thus saith the Lord. The same way a pilot does not look at the current weather in his present location or the current weather in front of him to fly. He looks at his flight instruments. He looks at his flight instrument. If his flight instrument in the cockpit says that they can land safely, he takes off regardless of the current weather. He takes off. Like the pilot does not look at the current weather in front of him. He uses the weather radar. This radar equipment is crucial for determining whether it is raining, how intense the storm is, and the direction the storm is going, so that the pilot can avoid it. so that the pilot can avoid it. Or the pilot also uses the equipment called the satellite imagery. It provides comprehensive views of weather systems over the larger areas, which now aids the pilot in predicting the changes in the weather far before it actually happens. So while he's still here, for example, in Polokwane, and everything is looking bright and beautiful, but he knows in the next 20-30 minutes, if he takes off before he's getting close to Joburg, there will be a heavy storm. What does he do? It's either he finds a way to dodge it or he doesn't go. So you are saying, why are you not going? He knows, because by what he has looked, by looking at the satellite imagery, he is seeing something that is far even before it actually happens. The pilot uses the automated weather stations. Now, this ground-based station, they give him continual information on the local weather conditions, such as wind, temperature, humidity, which are important in taking off and landing procedures. You see, all of these tools work together to enable the pilot to make safe decisions concerning flying, and also to increase the overall safety of the plane and the passengers. So you see now that he is not looking at what you are looking at. He is using different things to determine whether he will fly or not. He is using different things. So you are looking and say, actually it's raining, we should not go. No, the pilot knows that by the time he takes off, after 2-3 minutes down the road, the rain has stopped, or he knows that he will navigate it to be able to. So you are worried, he's not worried. Why? His instrument tells him fly. Are you understanding me? In spite of what the situation is, his instrument is telling him fly. My friend, your instrument is the word of God. If God says you have it, you have it. No matter the economic situation. If God says you can fly, you can fly. No matter what is happening. If God says that you will live and not die, my friend, even if there are 1 million assassins sent against you, the instrument has guaranteed your safety. Believe the instrument. Follow the instrument. Ignore the lies of the devil. Give Jesus praise tonight. So when the instrument, the scripture says, it is well with you, believe the instrument. Believe the instrument. I don't care who doesn't like you. Believe the instrument. If the instrument says, which is the one of God says, that you are lifted, believe the instrument. Are you understanding me? The scripture tells us in Romans 3:4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. Let the weather situation be a liar. Let your circumstances be a liar. Let the economic analysis be a liar. If God says he will prosper you, my friend, arise and rejoice, because the instrument cannot lie. Give Jesus praise tonight. Celebrate the Lord tonight. If the pilot can have so much confidence in his instrument, how much more you? How much more you? You must have greater confidence in the word of God. Why? Because the instrument can actually be wrong. Are you understanding me tonight? If your body says you are sick and the instrument, the Bible, says you are healed, my friend, make your choice. I choose the word of God. Why? The Bible makes it clear. Whose report will you believe? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53 verse 1. I believe the report of the Lord. Thunder, I believe the report of the Lord. Thunder it, I believe the report of the Lord. I didn't say whisper. One more time. Thunder, I believe the report of the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Give your God praise tonight. Give God praise tonight. Listen, friends, you cannot see the arm of God in intervention until you take sides with the word of God, irrespective of what the circumstances it's saying. If the instrument say you are safe, my friend, you are safe. We live in the days where the conditions will always be contrary. It's always contrary. So you and I must refuse to allow our circumstances control our destination. We must look into the word of God. When things happen, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. If things are not working the way you want them to work, locate it in the scriptures where it guarantees that it has to work, whether the devil likes it or not. Find where the word of God guarantees your advancement. And against the situation, declare, thus saith the Lord. And God will watch over his word to perform it. God does not perform what you say. He performs what he has said that you have given voice to. You give voice to the word of God. You give voice to it. He doesn't perform what you say. No, he performs what he has said that you have given voice to. That's why you and I must give voice to God's word. Because everywhere the word of God is, his eyes are there. Jeremiah 1:12, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, finally, you have seen correctly. And because you have seen correctly, I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. I don't know who you are. I came to announce over this year, it shall be fulfillment of God's word over your life in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, as your amen will thunder tonight, the word of God shall be fulfilled in your destiny in the name of Jesus. It shall be fulfilled in your business in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Give him praise. Hey! God does not perform your tears. If your tears is not mixed with the word of God, there is no performance. That is why I tell you, it is good to cry. After crying, invoke the word, mix it with your tears. Or else you will have wasted your tears. God does not perform your wishes. He performs his word. So if the word cannot be available, performance will not be in view. Why? Because where the word of God is not, there is no safety. There is only safety where the word of God is. Hallelujah. So don't get involved in any business adventure where you have no word from God concerning that matter. Why? Because when the storm strikes, the only thing that puts you over is the word of God that started the journey with you, or the word of God that started you on the journey. So if there was no word that started you on that journey, the future of that journey is not guaranteed. So the word must start you off on the journey. The word must start you off on the journey. Proverbs 16 verse 25 says, there is a way that seemeth right. It seemeth right. When man calculates it based on human indices, it seemeth right. But the end, why? Because man can only look front and back. Man does not have the ability to see the future. So the way seemeth right, but the end is death. But when God is in the beginning of the journey, then you can be sure that the future of that journey is guaranteed. You don't want to get involved. You don't want to get involved in any marriage with anybody that you have no word from God for. You don't want to get involved in any choice of career that you have no word for God. You don't want to relocate to any city God is not sending you to. Be careful. You know, this relocating, you're running all over the place. You carry your bag, one day you wake up and you're just, you know, where are you now? Akiri, there's Cape Town. Akiri, there's Joburg. Be careful before you enter where you will kill yourself. Because if there's no word for God from God for you, if you enter there, it becomes your last. There was one apostle who left Paul. The very moment he left Paul, that was the end of him. We never heard about him again. His story ended. Is it John Mark or whoever his name was? Be careful. You don't just wake up, you know, wake up and you ask God, God, are you sending me there? God, are you involved in this job? Because sometimes it can be a plot from darkness to remove you from heaven's agenda. Because what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So anything that has a guaranteed future must have a beginning in the word of God. If that business has no beginning in the word, it has no guaranteed future. Why? Because it is the word of God that guarantees a glorious future for any destiny on the planet Earth. Give Jesus praise tonight. Hallelujah. If God is not involved in the beginning, he will surely not be involved in the process. And where God is not, you don't want to be there. Why? Because if it is not God, it is not good. You don't want to start what God is not involved with. That is why in all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Act based on the knowledge of him. In all your ways, act based on the knowledge. Oh, I feel I run around this building, but you know, I don't have the strength. In all your ways, act in the knowledge of him. Never journey without acting in the knowledge of him. In all your ways, act in the knowledge of him, or else your ways might become the ways of death. Acknowledge him. You must find out, God, are you in this journey? If he's not in it, don't embark on it, or else you may not finish the journey. So many years ago, 2010, was it 2010? When FMB was shutting down, it was 2010. When FMB was shutting down their regional head office, and Pastor Cordelia was among their HR bosses there, and they came and said, you know, that now we will relocate you. You will have to relocate to Joburg and all of those things, you know, and you will now be working from the CEO's office. They said, quickly, we need an answer. As she's even telling me, there are some things you don't pray about, because by the revelation of the Holy Ghost, you know this is not God. I told her, go back. I said, can you send them an SMS now? Tell them it's not possible. You ain't going nowhere. Joe what? Joe Berg, is that a name? So tell, we're not going nowhere. CEO's office, is that heaven? Is it a gateway to heaven? I said, tell them immediately. By Monday morning, they were already harassing her. They called her even before she called them. You can see that the devil is involved in this one. Then the church was nothing. The church, when, so you won't say maybe because the church is big. No. No. Then the church was still in Rampy Square. Oh, you don't know Rampy Square? I'll need to take some of you on a journey. Rampy Square was one tiny place. Not even Corner Essential was a mega church. Rampy Square. It was me, my wife, and little Zoe. And with all of that, we were armed with the future. We know what God has sent to us. We know that the assignment is Polokwane, not Johannesburg. And she told them, we're not going anywhere. They said, okay, that means you'll have to terminate your job. Say, terminate it. Jesus will pray. The same year, she stopped working. God blessed us with a brand new car, R500,000 cash. The same year, they terminate. God blessed us with a brand new car, not fairly used, not pre-owned. No, brand new car, R500,000. Where God is not, my friend, don't be there. It may look good in the beginning, but it's a danger zone. Give the Lord your praise tonight. You must find out, God, are you in this journey? If he's not, don't embark on it. Because you may not finish the journey. So real Bible faith does not recognize the circumstances, because any situation can change when God is involved. Oh, listen, any situation can change. I don't know how complicated your issue is, but I came to tell you this evening, it will change in the name of Jesus. I say your story will change in the name of Jesus. Your story will change in the name of Jesus. Receive your turnaround story in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. I know you have been confronted with some hard situation, but friends, when God is involved in a journey, he can play around with these conditions and give you your desired results. Hallelujah. So our faith has got to go beyond what we see. Our faith has got to go beyond what we feel. Our faith has got to go beyond what they say or didn't say. We've got to see right through what God is saying. And what God is saying is revealed in his word. If we had embarked on that journey in 2010, our life church would not have been. It would have been dead. Because we would have gone on a journey following green pastors. You wouldn't be here. The lives we are touching today globally, we will not be touching them. We will not be here. And if you're going to go far in the journey, you've got to know what God is saying concerning the journey. So real Bible faith does not look at the weather conditions. It goes against all odds to bring to pass the mind of God. Friends, when God opens the door, no matter how hard they fight you, they cannot close the door. They cannot close it. So number four, the fourth one, the last one. Number four. Component of Bible faith. Give praise to God for the answer. Begin to give praise to God for the answer. Before the answer shows up, celebrate God. Real Bible faith gives praise to God for the answer. You don't praise God when the answer comes. You praise God long before the answer arrives. When the answer arrives and you're no longer praising God, you're not doing thanksgiving. There's a difference between praise and thanksgiving. Praise is you are celebrating the goodness of God. His ability to do, undo, mega do, and overdo. But thanksgiving is, Father, I thank you. Because that which you said, you have brought it to pass. So give praise to God. Give praise to God. When the answer comes, you have praised God long before even the answer arrives. The Bible tells us concerning our father Abraham in Romans chapter 4 verse 20 to 21. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. He had a fully persuaded faith. Against all odds, he was strong in faith. Strong faith is faith, is a fully persuaded faith. Faith in spite of the evidence or prevailing evidence that you are looking at. So strong faith is you are praising God even before the result shows up. The highest form of faith is praise. The highest form of faith is praise. When you begin to praise God, that is your highest form or highest form of display of faith. Because that is faith in operation. Everything is not working, but you are praising God. You are celebrating God. Only a man or a woman of faith can do that. And the Bible said, Abraham, things were not working. The promise had not manifested, but he kept giving glory to God, knowing that faithful is he who has promised. A man or woman of faith does not go with the wind. She goes against the wind. Things are not working. He is praising and celebrating the victory ahead of time. Friends, do you know to praise God when there is no manifestation is not for spiritual children. It is for spiritual adults. It is not for babes. It's for adults. It is for believers. People who have believed God, absolutely, they are the ones who can praise God when the weather has not changed. When the situation is still looking the same, in the midst of it, they are lifting their voice, they are lifting their hands in celebration. You start dancing, you start singing to God. That is faith in action. That is faith in action. That is faith in action. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I celebrate you. You are a faithful father. You are dancing. You are in the last couple of days, you know, that God has just been leading me. I've maintained a consistent praise worship, you know. I've been dancing everywhere I'm going. You know, once I'm entering the office, they know I've entered. Oh, they know he has arrived because my phone is singing and dancing. And why? Because I sent. Something is already cooked up in the realms of the spirit. So I'm praising him, celebrating him. No manifestation yet, but I'm praising him, celebrating him. Because that is faith in action. People who have believed God, absolutely, they are the ones who praise God when the weather has not changed. Hallelujah. Let me quickly show you something before we begin to pray. Quickly. There are two kinds of faith. Let me show them to you. And we pray and go home. Two kinds of faith, quickly. Number one, we have the Thomas kind of faith. Thomas kind of faith. And number two, we have the Abraham kind of faith. The Thomas kind of faith is a faith that has to see before believing. And that faith does not go anywhere. The Bible tells us in John chapter 20, verse 24 to 25. Now, Thomas, called Didymus, or the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. I must see to believe." You guys are playing games. I must see to believe. If I don't see, I won't believe. Listen, stop trying to convince me. You better tell him to appear here. Because if he doesn't appear, I will not believe. Thomas, there are many believers like this. Who is at the level of Thomas kind of faith? Pastor said you are healed. But pastor, the pain is still there. I'm still touching it. Amen. Give the Lord your praise tonight. And Jesus came down to his level. Why? We serve a loving father who will always come down to our level. But you don't want to stay in this level forever. You will remain a babe. You will never be able to possess inheritance. Jesus came down to his level from verse 26 to 29. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas with them. This time around, Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst. The first thing he said after saying peace to them was he went to Thomas. Hey, now Thomas, come here. He reached out to, reach your finger here and look at my hands and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, Jesus. Stop being unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those. Blessed are those who they didn't see, but yet they believe. I pray for you this year, you will believe without seeing, in the name of Jesus. He said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. The Thomas kind of faith, that they only see. If they don't see, you know, there are people, you know, when it's getting to end of the month, when salary is about to come, they start dancing and celebrating. You know, you think it's faith. It's not faith. They know that by 12 midnight, bagang, the salary will enter. You say, brother is rejoicing in the Lord. There's no rejoicing in the Lord, anything. A salary rejoicing. They must see before they believe. And they remain children, spiritual children. And the Abraham kind of faith is a faith that doesn't see in the physical and yet believes, displays, and not just only believe, also displays a corresponding action by celebrating before manifestation. I read quite a long scripture from verse 16 to 22, Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, from verse 16 to 22. Romans chapter 4. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us, or as it is written, have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. And not being weak in faith, he was not weak in faith. He did not consider, no consideration of his own body that is already dead. So naturally, Abraham was a dead man walking. His body was dead since he was about 100 years old. We can understand age has passed him by. Are you ready to recover? The things you lost in your 20s, you will recover in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, in the name of Jesus. What Abraham lost in his 20s, in his hundreds, Abraham recovered. He recovered because he was 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. King James would say strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. King James says that, that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted, accredited to him for righteousness. Fully persuaded. Abraham's kind of faith is the fully persuaded faith. I pray for you this year, you will do exploits in the name of Jesus. I say light will shine your path in the name of Jesus. Light of God will beautify your destiny in the name of Jesus. I see results decorating your life in the name of Jesus. I see results decorate your family in the name of Jesus. Manifestation all over in the name of Jesus. Receive it by grace in the name of Jesus. Collect by faith in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Fully persuaded. So Thomas kind of faith, Abraham kind of faith. Let's deal with this quickly. I'll open it up. We'll conclude it tomorrow. Fear versus faith. Isaiah 54. Fear versus faith. Isaiah 54 from verse 14 to 16. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. You shall not fear. Look at yourself. Tell yourself, I will not fear. Those online, put it on the live chat. I will not fear. Put it on the live chat, everybody. Now thunder again, I will not fear. He said, you shall not fear and from terror, for it shall not come near you. The reason I'm telling you not to fear is it will not come near you. I know it is terror, but listen to me, it will not come near you. I don't know who that is for. That's a prophecy for you right now. I know they are terrorizing you. I came to declare they will not be able to come near you this year in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to come near you this year in the name of Jesus. And I said, indeed, they shall surely assemble. But not because I ask them to assemble. Whoever, there is no name, whoever assembles against you this year, they will fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. They will fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. He now went further and said, behold, I've created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. I've created the spoiler to destroy. That means I control the waster myself. God is saying to us, I control the waster. God controls the waster. And he said, because I control the waster, when it comes to you, I will hinder the waster from wasting you. I will hinder the waster from wasting you. He now said, but I'm not done with you. Let me add verse 17. He now said, no weapon. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall arise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Whether the tongue is blackmailing you, no weapon, no tongue that rises against you shall prosper. Whether the tongue is scandalizing your name, lying against you, I declare that tongue will not prosper against you in the name of Jesus. Any tongue that shall arise, that shall arise to scandalize you, that shall arise to malign your name, any tongue that shall arise to lie against you, to blackmail you, he said, I will render the tongue useless. I will deny the tongue the power to hurt you. No weapon, that includes bullets. No weapon, that includes panga. Hayina marada. Anyone who dares you this year, they will not live to tell you the story. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. I celebrate some of you. Thank God for your gentle Christianity. For some of us, we don't have that kind of, we don't have the luxury of such Christianity. Because we know where we're coming from. We know the things that are piled against us. That if we're not radical, he said, no weapon. No weapon, be it a bullet, anyone planning to shoot you this year, I command their gun to be useless in their hands. The bullet will not come out. As they are planning it, I command them and their plan to fail in the name of Jesus. Anyone planning to assassinate you, that will be the last plan that comes on their head. They won't touch you. No weapon fashioned against you. Thunder after me, say, every tongue speaking against me, say, right now I condemn it in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus your praise tonight. Let's rise on our feet. No weapon. So maybe you're afraid. You're afraid. You're saying, hey, Pastor, this year they are threatening me. No weapon. The best they can do is a threat. That is the best. Listen, that is the best they can do. No weapon fashioned against you can prosper. And I prophesy over you tonight, anywhere tongues are wagging against you, I deny the tongue the power to hurt you in the name of Jesus. Anywhere tongues are lifted against you, I command them be condemned in the name of Jesus. Any tongue that have risen up against you to destroy you, they have made up their mind that they will not keep their mouth quiet when it comes to your issue, that they will consistently make you the object of discussion. I command that tongue be condemned in the name of Jesus. I invoke Isaiah 54 verse 17 on their head in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.